Yeah, so ICE presence is nothing new. This is something that has been happening. ICE has been in our communities and you know, bringing a lot of fear to our immigrant community members. But what we're seeing right now with the current political climate is that there is a lot more activity, and not just that, but people's fear is really playing into place. And so we have launched our 24-hour hotline, which is designed to have rapid response in case of an ICE and emergency raid. What we've been seeing is that there's a lot of, you know, fear around ICE, and people not really understanding, you know, if ICE is present in courthouses in the community. And oftentimes you will get a call or saying that we get called saying that ICE is present, and we just don't know how to verify that. And so then something will go up on Facebook or social media, and then it causes a lot of fear in the community, and people are just uncertain what to do. And so what the hotline is designed to do is be a statewide connection to the communities, especially folks out in the rural areas who don't have a lot of resources to be able to call in. We have people trained up on how to receive these phone calls, and we have a statewide network of people who are trained up on how to verify these raids and to communicate that back to the base if in fact it is ICE presence. And then we are also training people on how to be first responders and also legal observers. So it's just our way, as you know, fighting back as a community, and to be able to provide correct, accurate information to the community members who are impacted and who are undergoing so much fear right now.
In terms of the fear, we've done some coverage on KGNU about the repercussions of all of this and the implications, people not applying for food stamps for their kids who are completely entitled to get nutrition assistance because they want to be so far off the radar. I've heard of people considering not sending their kids back to school in August because they're so terrified of being picked up by ICE. We have seen people being picked up by ICE at school drop-offs in other states. I mean, what are some other examples you can give us of how just the fear of what's happening, never mind the actual raids themselves, but the fear of what that's doing to the community?
So yes, it is very much terrorizing our communities. And this has, again, this is nothing new, but again, we're in an extra heightened, fear because of, Trump's rhetoric, anti-immigrant rhetoric, and the things that he is threatening to do. And so what we have done with CERC and our members is really had launched a Know Your Rights campaign, where we feel like it's very critical for us to be on the ground training people on what their rights are. What are your rights? You know, what do you say? What do you not say? What are you obligated to say if you're, confronted by law enforcement or ICE? Because a lot of times people just are unaware, and they end up getting themselves into a lot more trouble with, saying too much or just not being able to give the information that they should or shouldn't. And so that's one of the things that we've been doing as part of our resistance campaign is training people up on their rights, and not only on their rights, but how to document abuse. I feel like here in Colorado, we've done a really good job of repealing SB 90, which is a very anti-immigrant law in our state, by being able to document the things that are happening.
What did SB 90 do?
So SB 90 pretty much gave law enforcement, it's basically the Show Me Your Papers law that we had in Colorado since 2006, where police were obligated to report somebody or take someone if they were suspicious of them being undocumented. And so that in itself, caused so much fear and a lot more ICE activity and people being deported. And so we were able to repeal that law by documenting abuses. And so what we're really doing right now on the ground is going out and documenting abuse. Well, first of all, doing Know Your Rights trainings throughout our community. Boulder has been amazing in providing Know Your Rights trainings through the different community organizations, schools, churches. And we're going to continue doing that work, as well as documenting police and ICE abuse. So the rapid response team is an extra part of this campaign, where we are really making sure that everybody is on the same page, that we have a statewide connection of the ICE activity that's happening in our state. It is so critical that we provide people, especially, in rural areas, with information and accurate information, so that we have an idea and we're clear on what is happening in our state. And I think it's a strong message to ICE that we will not tolerate abuse, that we will come together, and that we know our rights, and we will provide support to our undocumented communities.
I know the Rapid Response Network, and particularly the hotline that you mentioned, we will have that phone number at our website, kgnu.org, is very much targeted at those who are most at risk from the ICE raids and from the immigration policies. But the wider community, there's also an impact, and there are a lot of people who are very concerned about what's happening and who want to be allies in some ways. To that end, there is a training happening Monday evening for people who would like to be allies. What can people do, and what's happening on Monday?
So I think that being an ally is so critical right now in this moment. There are, because of the fear, and because, you know, those of us who do have citizen privilege can do so much as allies for this immigrant community. We are providing an Immigration 101 training for allies. And basically, this workshop is designed to help allies really understand about the current immigration system. There's a lot of questions. It's very, very complicated. But it's, I think, again, education is key to be able to start with that. And we really want to make sure that people are clear on the challenges and struggles that the immigrant community face. And I think that it's going to be a very great learning opportunity to learn about the work that we do. We hope that people will be able to understand more about the new executive orders and what that means, and just be ready to act in solidarity. I think a lot of times when I go out and do presentations or I'm out in community, allies really want to know what they can do to support this community. And one, I think, is becoming more educated and informed on the organizations and the groups that are doing the work, not just at a national level, but at our state and local levels is very critical. We have so much power, you know, through our state and through our local communities on how to really make Colorado and our cities immigrant friendly, and so that immigrants understand that. And that is the work that we're going to continue doing. And so I think by doing that, and, you know, allies can also really help us move this forward, work forward, by giving and donating to local organizations and nonprofits, you know, who are doing this work, because we really, really need that support right now. You know, if things were very difficult before, it's 10 times harder right now, and we're getting so much more, you know, requests and needs, and, you know, needs for trainings and other resources. And so people can really contribute financially as well to help us continue this work. And so the training is going to be on Monday, June 19th. So June 19th from 7 to 9 p.m. And the last part of the presentation will be question and answers. So we basically want to give the training, give all the information, and there'll be opportunity for discussion and questions. And so it's going to be at the Unitarian Universalist Church. The address is 5001 Pennsylvania Avenue here in Boulder. So I really encourage people who really just want to learn more, who do want to stand in solidarity, want to know what they can do, want to ask questions, to come out and support this event.
And there will be subsequent trainings as well, which we have listed at our calendar at Resistance Radio as well. And we'll put all of this information, including the phone number of the new 24-hour hotline, part of the Colorado Rapid Response Network. That is 1-844-UNITE-41. We'll have that contact info at kgnu.org. Sonia Marquez, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for your time.